Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich is Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello?
Hello, boss. Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, freaky fresh. Located at 650 Market Street in Mountain Home.
My name is Bailey Mahan, and if it wasn't for the Promise Scholarship, I wouldn't be enrolled at ASUMH today. Believe it or not, if you're a graduating senior at Mountain Home High School, your first 2 years at ASUMH are paid for. This program is funded totally on community donations through the Education Foundation. Won't you help keep the promise to educate students and build our future? For more information, visit mountainhomeeducation.com, go to Guyberry School, or call 425-1228.
A man has a 1 in 7 chance of developing prostate cancer during his lifetime. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation announces that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Stay in the game! The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information about free screening locations in September, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Back at Bomber Stadium. Bob, it's 8:52. A lot of nights we'd be getting pretty close to being done. We haven't even started the second half yet.
Lots of nights we're packing equipment up at 9:30, 9:40, something like that, and on the road by 10,
yeah.
It seems like.
Or even actually quicker than that with these 7 o'clock kickoffs.
Yeah.
We're getting around quick. I like that.
You know, I have a curfew.
you call it a curfew. It's called your bedtime.
It's called my bedtime, really.
Well, Mountain Home, if you didn't hear the beginning of the game, won the toss, elected to receive, and Marion proceeded to onside kick and recover and score. And now Marion's going to get the ball to start the second half. Mountain Home will kick off. Ewan Platt will have the ball at the 40. Now, both he and Mikey McClain are out there. They've got different kickoffs they do, and different ones will kick each time. Let's see what they're going to do here. They both run up. It's an onside kick. Platt, the ball's knocked loose, and Marion has recovered.
Marion has. It was loose there for a minute. We just didn't get a chance to fall on it.
Well, pretty – didn't come up with it, but still pretty nicely executed there.
It was executed. You look at it on film. Mikey's chasing the ball down pretty hard.
He's been looking forward to that one. He wanted a chance to recover an onside kick, and he went after that one. All right, so Marion will have the ball at the 49-yard line.
The big series right here, we need to keep them out of the end zone. You know, they're going to come back and this try to isolate that one receiver and look for him to go to a post, and here comes a man out of the backfield.
So now an empty backfield. Green looks right. That's where the motion man went. And the pass is incomplete, and they throw a flag, and we're going to pass interference against Mountain Home as the pass was intended that time for Chase.
Flags on the play.
I think the referee called a hold on this pass interference hold, same thing.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's going to wind up being the same, isn't it? Now, the Patriots were penalized 9 times for 92 yards in the first half. Mountain Home 2 for 30, and they get another big one here.
Pass interference call against the Bombers. The ball is marked off to the 36-yard line.
I was
going
to move it down to the 36-yard line with the 15-yard penalty.
You know, we're not even getting close to him rush-wise. You know, he'd probably be trying to defend it a little bit more than putting a rush because we're not getting to the –
Green completes it this time on the right flat with the screen pass.
Oh my God.
And
we need to tackle, not try to bump them down, wrap them up, and put them on the ground. Quit bumping into them.
That was Chase on the receiving end that time for the Patriots. They're going to mark him out at about the 23-yard line. It's 24-yard line. It's a First down, a 12-yard pickup to the 24.
Well, that, you know, that quarterback, he does a good job getting rid of the ball pretty quick, and you have to rush in your lanes to keep him from running the football. You know, lots of times we won't either want him to run it or throw it, but he's pretty good both ways.
He will keep it on that option and then looks to pass left side, complete to Brown, spins out of one tackle, pushes another defender down, and stays on his feet. Finally, about four blue jerseys wrap him up at the 12-yard line. This is going to be another 12-yard pickup for the Patriots.
Not much you can say about that. We just need to be much more physical, much more physical than what we are.
/11:29 left in this third quarter. 35-13 Marion. They'll empty the backfield once again as Brown goes in motion to the right side. They're looking that way. Green all day to pass. Now Foreman chasing, flushes him out of the pocket, runs right side, is inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 2, maybe the 1-yard line.
Fall down to about the 2-yard line.
Give him credit that time. He did a good job of getting away from that rush and
Anderson was there
and just finding a hole. Once again, he's, you know, the dual threat. He can run it and throw it. And, you know, I kind of like to see him throw it before I let him run it.
Yes.
So they've got to spread out and there's just so many seams up there for him to run through.
First and goal from the 1-yard line here for Green and the Patriots. Trips to the left side. Brings a man to motion, gets him set, wants to pass, now flushed out of the pocket, pumps once, into the end zone, touchdown, Marion. It's a 1-yard touchdown run for the quarterback, Green. Green has passed for 4 touchdowns, and he's run for 2 now. He has had a huge night. That was a 4-play, 51-yard drive for the Patriots. /10:53 left in this third quarter. Extra point is blocked. Bombers get through and block it. So we'll break. 10:53 left in the third. It's 41-13 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 85 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Spaulding. The money we raise help people in the surrounding 5 counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Nice.
I hit it perfect.
You're just standing too close to the ball. After you hit it.
Hey, you had one in the rough, two in the trees.
Maybe a new course would help.
Yeah.
We'll play the ridges at Village Creek, the public course at Arkansas's Village Creek State Park. I hear it's outstanding. 27 holes, Andy Dye designed, wow. PGA caliber championship layout, hey, dramatic elevation changes.
Let's finish this round and book a tee time.
We'll book online, the ridges at villagecreek.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
10:53 left in the third. It's 41-13 Marion. Here's another onside attempt by the Patriots. And Mountain Home recovers.
It's Ben Henderson that recovered that one.
Second one he's recovered tonight. Mountain Home's going to have it at the 45-yard line.
The onside kick at the 40, just outside the 35-yard line.
So 10:51 left in this third quarter. Second half just underway at Bomber Stadium. Debut of the new video scoreboard. Boy, folks have been watching that all night. It's been entertaining. They're doing a great job with it. They've only had 2 days' worth of training. Mountain Home with the football from their own 45-yard line. And Marion just jumped off sides.
Well, I start saying that's...
That's the nose guard.
He actually jumped offside and slapped the football.
Of anybody on the field, I don't know if we've talked about this before, Bob, anybody on the field that jumps offside, the nose guard's got to be the last on the list.
You think because the ball is right there in front of him.
Lots
of times they'll teach the nose guard as the football starts to move to slap at it to try to interrupt that snap because some centers will do a double take.
10 penalties for 97 yards against Marion tonight. McKay will give it on that read option. He gives it to Junior. Junior inside the 40, the 35, and finally pulled down at the 34-yard line. A 16-yard pickup on first down for Mountain Home.
Oh, those defensive backs right there feel a little bit of what Jacksonville felt last week when Junior breaks that lineman scrimmage free, and we caught him in a little different look right there and hit that open area or that bubble look right there pretty good that time.
12th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Ball spotted at the 34 of Marion. McKay letting that play clock run down before he gets it snapped. He keeps on the option, and he's going to break out of a tackle back at the 40, reverses his field. He's hit at the 30, knocked down to about the 28. He turns what could have been a huge loss into about a 6-yard pickup.
Well, they brought the defensive end, that side that we ran to that time. Brought him hard. He hit Isaac in the backfield, and Isaac spun out of it and made a good play.
A 6-yard pickup to the 28. So second and 4 now for Mountain Home with just under 10 minutes left in the third. 41-13, it's Marion with the lead. Second and 4 coming up here for Mountain Home. Operating left to right in this third quarter. McKay keeps it on that option. Tries to turn it upfield. He's going to take it inside the 25, near the 24. Pickup of about 4 on the play. It's third short coming up.
Well, it's good play. If, you know, we a couple of times I think we've got a block on that safety. It's coming up and tackling the quarterback so hard. You know, and it doesn't take a ground-checking block. Just somebody get between him and Isaac and give Isaac a seam.
They say it is enough for a first down. So the Bombers have a fresh set of downs at the 24 of Marion. Big David Waymeyer is going to bring the play in from the sideline. .902 left in this third quarter. Bombers down by 28. Ball kept by McKay. Late pitch. Goes to Liddy, knocked out of bounds at the 20. Good pick game. Up a 4, yeah. Pick.
She takes the ball inside to about the 20-yard line. Whedon was there for the Patriots.
Second down and 6 coming up here for Mountain Home.
Second down and 6.
Running that play clock down. Our broadcast tonight brought to you in part by ASC Warranty. Celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans. Second and 6 here for Mountain Home. Play clock down to 10. Under center is McKay. He gives it this time on the handoff straight ahead to Junior Williams. Junior is going to pick up about 3 down to about the 17.
17-yard line.
Well, Marion defenders are just trying to stay low out there and create a log jam. Make it tough for Junior to run.
Junior in the first half had 27 yards on the ground. Third down here for Mountain Home. Third and about 4. McKay gives it. It's Junior straight ahead. He's inside the 15. He's got a first down run to about the 12-yard line.
Offensive line, good job that time of sealing off that pursuit from the inside, running a little wider right there. And that's been a good play for us when they widen that just a tad on that option look.
So a fresh set of downs for Mountain Home, moving the ball well, the first possession of the second half. First and goal at the Marion 12, 7:52 left in the third quarter. Ball is given to Junior Williams. Junior inside the 10, banging his way down to about
Junior
the 7.
Williams again, carrying tacklers down to about the 6-yard line.
That's a good play right there. Second level defenders waited on Junior to come to them. They're not attacking him. They're waiting to catch him.
Second down and four.
Junior doing a good job of taking the physicality to them.
Wow, this has been a great drive. This is what you want to do when you're mountain home. You did have the 16-yard big play, but then 6, 4, 4, 3, 5, and 5.
That's exactly what you look for, and that's what we're capable of doing. We don't need penalties or negative plays like Coach Maddox alluded to earlier.
And the ball given to Junior Williams again. He's inside the 5. He's down to about the 2. He's going to pick up 5
Junior
more
Williams
here.
Takes the ball down to about the 3-yard line of the Patriots.
Third down coming up here. They're going to mark him down at the 3, so officially a 4-yard gain for Junior. 6:46 left in this third quarter. Bombers down 41-13. Knocking out the door, though. Third and about 1 from the 3. McKay. Keeps it himself. He is going to get close. He's inside the 1. He's down. It's going to be first and goal inside the 1 here for Mountain Home.
And it's another Mountain Home Bomber.
That's the 4th first down of this drive. 15th of the night for Mountain Home.
Just inside the 1-yard line right there.
Third quarter, Marion didn't lay long to score at all. 67 seconds. Bombers getting close to running 5 minutes off the clock. Junior straight ahead, stretches. He's got to be in, isn't
yes,
he? There it
in.
Is. Fine. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Junior Williams from 1 yard out.
Like I said, Brad, excellent drive right there, taking time off the clock, keeping the ball away from him.
Junior's second touchdown run of the night. Comes with 6:03 left in this third quarter. Now Mikey McLean in to attempt the extra point. Trace Rick the snapper. Brad Liddy the holder. High snap. Liddy gets it down. And the kick by McLean is good. 6:03 left in this third quarter. It's 41-20, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, another onside kick attempt by Mountain Home. They're still trying to see who's got the football. They haven't given an indication. I think Marion's recovered. They have at about the 46-yard line, but there's also going to be a personal foul called against the Patriots as the play was over. Logan Krim was standing there, and one of the Patriots just leveled him. So that's going to back Marion up 15 yards. They're going to be over 100 yards now of penalties on the night. Well, the Bombers almost got that onside kick. Wow, they've been working on that. It almost worked there.
Almost worked there just to, you know, there's such a fine line on onside kicks, as we know, if it bounces off somebody and they just don't recover real well. But it just hadn't bounced our way yet.
They'll start first and 10 on their own 31-yard line.
That is 11 penalties for 112 yards tonight against the Patriots. But they're ahead 41-20 with 5:55 left in this third quarter. Big night for the quarterback, Jacob Green. Four passing and two rushing touchdowns. There's that RPO there, and he's going to hand it off this time to the backup running back, Kentrell Jones, and he's going to get maybe a yard. That's it.
Better job of playing that right there.
32-yard line. It'll be second and nine. Kraft leading the charge.
So brings up second and nine here for the Patriots. Trips to the left side. Green looks that way. Steps up in the pocket, directing traffic. Now he's going to run with it. 35 out to about the 37-yard line before he's finally tripped up.
Well, you know, I have to give his receivers credit. Once they see him put the ball down, those receivers that have run short routes, they turn into blockers. Man, they find somebody in the other jersey to hit. They do a good job of sealing them off.
6-yard pickup. It's third and three now for the Patriots. 4:49 left. Third quarter action. Trips to the right side for Marion. Play being signaled in. Seven on the play clock. They'll snap it, and the ball given to Jones. Jones sweep to the right side. He's got a first down run. Stays on his feet to the 45, then is driven backwards.
Right,
he's going to pick up
about
seven on the play.
Boy, he's got some quickness, doesn't he?
He does.
Henderson was there.
5'6", 140, sophomore. The other running back is a sophomore as well, Anthony Price. We've called his name several times tonight. Webb, the one receiver, is a sophomore. First and 10 here for Marion from their own 46-yard line. Looking long down the left side, has a man incomplete, just overshoots Malik Talbert, the intended receiver. He's a backup receiver. He was streaking up the left sideline and just out of his reach.
Well, he threw that a long way. I'm impressed with his arm.
We talked earlier in the first half, Jed Davis, head coach of the Patriots. This is really the first year that Green has played quarterback. He was a running back as a sophomore. Last year was a quarterback, but blew out his knee in first quarter of the first game. So really his first year as a quarterback. Handoff comes to the near side. Jones is going to make his way to about the 48 or 49, a pickup of about two on the play.
Pretty good job playing that. Made him cut back into the pursuit, picked up three or four on the play, but that's better than we've done previously on that play. You know, they used to put you in such a bind when they spread you,
and
they got that quickness to stretch you and cut up the field.
Third down and eight here for the Patriots. Two receivers on each side. Jones in motion. They empty the backfield now on third and eight. Jones motions all the way out near the sideline on the far side. Green looking down the middle. Now looking left. Is complete on a crossing pattern to Robbins. Robbins wrestled to the ground at the 49-yard line. A nice open field tackle by Riley Peters.
Well, that was. Riley just did a good job right there, hitting and hanging on and pulling him in and getting him on the ground. You know, it wasn't the picture-perfect tackle, but boy, it was very, very effective.
Pick up about a yard to the 49-yard line. It's fourth down. Just under seven here for the Patriots. They'll keep the offense out there. Trips to the right side. Just under 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Patriots a 21-point lead. Rolling to the right side is Green. Green fires it. It's complete. And a nice catch at the 39-yard line. On the far side, that's Jorian Chase that makes the catch. First down.
Oh, that was a pretty good throw. Of course, he throws so well moving to his right. His left also, but the receiver did a very good job keeping the feet in bounds and catching the football with his hands.
First down for Marion at the 39 of Mountain Home. 2:44 left in the third. Patriots up 41-20. Green steps up in the pocket, now flushed, still looking to pass, reverses his field, cuts back to the far side. Now he fires it downfield, is complete at the 25-yard line, a first down, and now a flag comes in from the near sideline.
That's going to be an eligible receiver downfield.
It's got to be.
It's got to be, because they saw he was running and all of it took off.
I tell you what, give credit to Jacob Green. I know the play's not going to stand, but what a play, athletic play by that young man.
Boy, because we had him hemmed up. We played that perfectly to this side, and he was able to peel back to the other side.
Officials are still talking about this. The official on the near sideline who made the call comes back to his spot. The other three talking about it.
I assumed it was an ineligible receiver downfield. It may have been something else.
They haven't.
Yes.
What was that? That was an illegal forward pass, wasn't it?
Oh, they're saying he was beyond the line of scrimmage.
Beyond the line of scrimmage. Okay. Okay.
Well, then the linemen were downfield anyway because they were out in front of him four or five yards.
4 yard line.
They had their choice on that one, didn't they? So that's going to back the ball up to the 44-yard line. Pass right side is complete to the.
That was a good job that time of, even though the ball was complete, Brad Liddy, a good job of hitting that receiver and driving him out of bounds right after he caught it. No yards after the catch. So, you know, sometimes that's all you can do, but that was a good job right there.
To the 37-yard line, a 7-yard pickup. It's third and about 9 here. Third and 8 for the Patriots. Green out of the gun, as he has been all, I think, just one play. I remember he got under center tonight. That was at the goal line. We've got a whistle, flag, and this is going to be against the offense from where the flag was thrown.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't either. That's... But it's the referee that's in the backfield that threw the flag. Oh! That's unsportsmanlike conduct against Mountain Home.
I think he says we were trying to call a snap count and make them snap the ball, jump off sides.
The referee talking to Brian Maddox right now. And
first and 10 for the bomber.
He was trying to signal what number it was. I couldn't tell. So
you can't try to imitate the snap count or anything like that. It's done a lot when defenses shift around and move. They get away with it a lot by doing that, but we don't shift and move. So
no,
we're pretty stationary once the ball is set.
So what, the referee's got pretty good ears because he stands about 15 to 18 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Holmes has been penalized only 4 times tonight. All 4 have been 15-yard penalties. That's a total of 60 on the night.
And all at inopportune times, it seems like.
So a fresh set of downs here for the Patriots. Play action pass, across the middle, incomplete. He looked for Robbins on that crossing pattern and overshot him just a bit.
He tried to throw a little screen that time and got a little pressure on him and made him throw it a little bit high.
2:15 left in the third quarter. This may be a 4-hour game before we get done, Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
Trips to the right side. Now two men will come in motion to the near side. So now we're going to have trips on the left side for the Patriots. Green looking right side, the single receiver, and it's incomplete. Intended for Chase. Brings up third down.
Got a little pressure on him, and you make him throw a little bit high right there. Wasn't a good ball.
So third down here for the Patriots at the Mountain Home 22-yard line. 2:09 left in the third quarter. Green to pass all day, just standing in the pocket. Finally flushed out, being chased, pursued, fires it towards the end zone, incomplete. He had Robbins there, and he also had another receiver in the area, and it's incomplete, brings up fourth down.
Pass is incomplete.
Talbert was there as well. So fourth and 10 coming up here for the Patriots. Do we have a flag? The officials are meeting, but I don't see a flag.
They do a lot of meeting.
Holding against Marion. Well, Bob, what do you do here? It's fourth and 10 if you decline it. Or do you back him up and make it third and 20?
Well, I don't like to give him any more snaps than what they have. You know, but you can't hardly turn down a 15-yard penalty this close in. They got one snap to make 10 yards, or we declined it.
They're going to decline it, so it's going to be fourth and 10 coming up here.
Holding against Marion's decline is fourth down and 10.
So 1:56 left in this third quarter. Bombers trailing 41-20. Fourth and 10. Boy, Marion's converted multiple times on fourth down tonight. Can the Bombers stop him here? Green rolling to the left side. Looking towards the end zone. Floats it there. The corner knocked away. Incomplete. And a great job. Isaac McKay back there playing defensive back. Knocks it away. And Mountain Home holds on fourth down.
Hunter Price is there with the Bombers. They'll take over on their own 22-yard line, first and 10.
So Mountain Home will take over at their own 22-yard line. Defense comes up with a stop and gets the football back. And is that the first time? It is. That's the first time tonight the Marion has had the ball and not scored. So let's see if the offense can take advantage of the defense getting the hold there and get some more points on the board. Down by 21 with 1:49 left in the third. McKay keeps it on that read play, and boy, there's not a whole lot there. He still squirts through. He squirts through for a 3-yard gain. It didn't look like there's anything there.
Second seven. Switzer was there for the Patriots.
You're talking about being there all night. Zach and his bunch went to Decatur to referee tonight.
Uh-huh.
They're on their way home.
Already.
Yeah.
Good grief. Well, they had to go to Decatur, though, so.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Hope he finds a burrito on the way.
He says it's the end of the earth over there. He said Decatur had 13 kids dressed out.
Oh, wow. That's sad. Hand off to Junior Williams straight ahead. Junior moves that pile out to the 29-yard line. He's going to pick up four on the play.
Out across the 25 out to the about the 29-yard line.
Third and about three coming up here for Mountain Home. Forty-eight seconds left in the third. Bombers down 41-20. Big third down play. Ball kept by McKay.
Oh,
he stretches,
short.
But he's down at the 31-yard line.
McKay on read option.
He's about a yard short. It's going to be fourth and one coming up here.
Fourth down and a long one.
Bombers keeping the offense out there.
I think you do right now.
I agree.
You don't have anything. You either play to win or you play not to lose by very much. And that's 10 seconds left, 9 now. You're going to have to hurry to get a playoff here.
Before the end of the third quarter, McKay under center. And he will give it to Junior Williams. And
well, he's going to be close.
It is close.
Well, they mark it on. Oh, that referee came. He started at
a. I think
Junior
he's got it.
Takes the ball out just across the 32-yard line.
Third quarter horn has sounded. Waiting for them to put the ball down, though. And let's see what's going to happen. Well, they're going to go with the official on the far side.
Oh, I didn't like his spot at all.
Nope. Well, we lost about a half yard when they give it to that guy to spot. They'll bring the chains out. This is going to be.
Let's put this on the chain gang right here.
I think we're short with this one right here. They'll bring the chains out, and we'll see if it's Mountain Home ball or Marion ball after they measure here. And that's the final play of the third quarter. Let's see what happens. They stretch the chains out, and
whoa.
Oh my goodness. I mean, the nose of the ball is shy. There can't be just maybe an inch.
I've seen him put a credit card down there before.
He's shy, yep. It was close. So the end of the third quarter, it's 41-20 Marion, and Marion has got the ball back. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.